This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Christians Like Us is a social experiment where 10 Australian Christians of fairly different beliefs live in a house together for a week to debate the controversial topics of the faith, things like sexual abuse, abortion, gay conversion therapy, and whether or not women should be priests. This was all done for the SBS TV show, which is on tonight. Now, Assumpta is a Sydney-based evangelical Christian who took part in the show. G'day, Assumpta.
Hi there.
Tell us a little bit of your story. How did you become a Christian, Assumpta?
Well, I come from a Hindu family, actually a Hindu Brahmin family. Mm. And when I was 16, my dad suddenly dropped dead of a heart attack. And it kind of made me wonder, what's the meaning of life? Mm. And that I needed to find the truth wherever it led me. And after a long, long search, investigating all kinds of spiritualities and religions, it led me to Jesus.
This show, I mean, just looking at the way it's been promoted, it presents Christianity as a religion in crisis, you know, as rocked by child sexual abuse, gay marriage, gender issues. How did you feel about those differences when you came away from the show? Like, after you've been through the whole process of filming, did you feel like more divided or more together?
Well, I think we all banded ourselves under the banner of Christian, but I mean, we have some very, very different views on even something as fundamental as the Bible. For me, I found it really interesting that SBS focused on all of these issues, when in fact, I actually don't think that's what Christianity is all about. I mean, that kind of comes out of Christianity, things like abortion and women, and I'm absolutely grieved by the fact that there's abuse in the church. That's awful. But one of the questions we didn't answer on the show is, what does Jesus mean to you? What is a Christian to you? Mm. Because I think that every housemate would have answered differently.
It's really interesting because that was the first thing I thought as well. When I saw it, I thought, they're just focusing on the most divisive issues. They're not actually even asking, what does it mean to be a Christian? What does it mean to follow Christ? What's that meant in your life? Actually, when I looked at how they promote, that is actually the premise of the show, is actually to focus on those kind of controversial topics. And
yes.
And do you think in all that, though, the show represents what it means to be a modern Australian Christian?
I think it represents what various modern Christians believe about these divisive issues. I don't actually think it represents what it means to be a modern Australian Christian, because for me, I'll be honest with you, I don't spend my days talking about abortion, homosexuality, women priests. I hear on the news about abuse in the church, and that absolutely guts me. Mm. But for me, my day-to-day faith is completely different to, you know, that very intense one week in the house where we spoke about all of those issues in one go.
Yeah.
Like that, you know, that to me, that's not the definition of Christianity. And so to me, the definition of Christianity is Christ. I mean, it's in the name.
Exactly. Yeah. No, look, I couldn't agree. I couldn't agree more. It was certainly my reaction seeing the promo to the show. I guess, however, though, it sort of shows you something about how the outside world perceives Christianity. These are the issues that they want to focus on. So do you feel like in some sense you've at least gotten an idea of how others view the Christian faith from being part of this?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was really interesting after the show finished. I heard some comments from people who wouldn't call themselves Christian. And one of the things somebody said to me, which I thought was very telling, is that they said to me, you Christians seem to focus on the detail, things that I wouldn't consider important. That's what that person said to me. So to that person, you know, things like, gee, whether the Bible's true or not, That's just a side detail that doesn't really matter to outsiders. What does matter is attitudes to LGBT, IQ, women priests. So it was very telling to me what the average Australian who wouldn't call themselves a Christian finds absolutely fundamental in Christianity.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And were you able to discuss those hot button issues in a loving way, or did that become difficult? Do you feel like you represented at least that aspect of the faith that you could be loving and accepting of each other?
Sure, yeah. I mean, let's face it. I mean, we're going into a house talking about very, very personal issues that are fundamental to who we are as people. So for example, Chris, who calls himself a gay Christian, for him, how his experience with the church and how they treated LGBTIQ people really formed his opinion on what someone like me. You know, he came into the house to actually speak to people like me and to challenge people like me. And I came into the house to challenge him about what an evangelical Christian looks like, and that they may not necessarily look like what he thinks they look like, for example. And similar to, you know, Tiffany and the issue of female leadership, and I would hope Steve Smith on how somebody like me is deeply grieved by child sex abuse in the church. And it's not something that I would just dismiss and go, yeah, whatever, you know, whatever the church does is fine, and I've got to protect the church. And so the discussion was heated, and, you know, at times people probably felt attacked because the issue was so personal to them. But you know what is really funny is that halfway through, we actually found ourselves caring about each other and seeing through that one-dimensional label, that tagline that each of us had come on the show for, the gay Christian, female priest, you know, the conservative evangelical, the Catholic. We kind of started seeing through all of that and going, you know what, there's a human being behind it. And we started actually caring for and loving one another and respecting one another. And I think we always tried to respect one another, but I think once we started seeing through that one-dimensional tag, it became about love and about respect and about really trying to understand the other person.
Yeah, that's good to hear. So are you glad you went on the show?
I underestimated the impact that the show would have on me. And I think everybody else did too. I mean, I went and slept for about a week after the show. I mean, it's high stress, high cortisol. And in that respect, I'm you know, it was a high cost to me physically and mentally. I'm glad I went on the show because how often do people, like lay people like me, evangelical Christians, how often do we get to really say what we think over a week, over 2 hours on a TV show in the secular media? You know, usually we get on Q&A and we get kind of just smashed, and, you know, little bits of sound bites get taken out of what we say. And, you know, I thought, I'm coming on, I'm an everyday, you know, evangelical Christian, and I think I represented that.
Okay.
For better or worse.
Okay. And yeah. Do you think you'll stay in touch with any of the other cast members?
Yeah, we already do. We already do. And I know that Tiff and Carol and Hannah and Chris and some of the others have actually caught up themselves, and they spent Christmas together, which was really nice because they're based in Queensland. And similarly, Steve Chong, Daniel, Marty, you know, and I've spoken to Hannah as well. And yeah, I think, you know, let's face it, there are some serious divisions in terms of what we think about some of these key issues, which means that some of us are more naturally inclined towards other people in the house and not so much with others. So yeah, we keep in touch with the people that we're naturally inclined towards, but we still have a lot of love and at least respect for everybody else.
Okay. Oh, that's great. Just before I let you go, Assumpta, the
sure.
program really emphasises, particularly in how they're marketing it, the decline in Christianity in Australia. Did you guys talk about or get any sense of what you think it would really take to revive the church in Australia?
Yeah, we actually had a big talk about that. And again, we were kind of divided on what we actually think about whether there actually is a crisis of Christianity in Australia. So one side of the argument was that you know, there's not money coming in, there's not as many people, and so Christianity is in crisis. my opinion is there's a lot of cultural nominal Christians out there. And what's happening now is that it's not cool to be a Christian. It's not acceptable to be a Christian. And so the wheat is being sorted by, from the chaff. Mm-hmm. And the true Christians are coming out that were always there. And if somebody chooses to become a Christian now, it's because they really, you know, it's not because it's socially acceptable. It's because they really want to do it and they really believe that Jesus is Lord. So I think the quality of Christians is better. And to me, that doesn't mean that Christianity is in crisis. It means that Christianity is thriving with genuine believers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Good to hear from you, Assumpta. Thank you so much for your time this morning. We've been talking with Assumpta. She is one of the participants on this SBS show, Christians Like Us. It airs over two nights. It's at 8:35 p.m. tonight and again on the 10th of April on SBS.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.